And with me now is Dr. Diarmaid O'Kelly from the Economic and Social Research Institute. And he's here to talk about the ways people can be induced into gambling based on findings from a study you've just released. So, Diarmaid O'Kelly, when you talk about inducements to gamble, I mean, you know, if I want to go shopping, you know, there'll be an ad for a shop or there'll be an ad for a dress. So that's regular marketing. Is this different when it comes to gambling?
Well, what we mean specifically by inducements is offers. So things like free bets, money back offers, boosted odds, those kind of things that gambling companies use to bring in new customers or to get existing customers to gamble more or to try out new products. And I guess the fundamental difference between, say, an offer on a gambling product and an offer on something like clothes that you're talking about is that gambling is a highly addictive product, and there's a high rate of problem gambling in Ireland. We showed in a report 2 years ago that 1 in 30 adults in Ireland suffer from problem gambling. So there's a fundamental difference there, yeah.
And so talk to me about your study. What were you looking to find out and how did you go about it?
So this study was commissioned by the Gambling Regulatory Authority of Ireland, and we set out to look at what the effects of these inducements, these gambling offers, were on various aspects of gambling behaviour. So what we did is we recruited 600 men under the age of 40 who are most targeted by these kind of gambling offers, particularly for sports betting. We gave them the opportunity to make up to 6 realistic bets on Euro 2024 last summer. We split them into 2 groups. One group saw some gambling offers on some of the bets, another group saw no offers. And what we find is that those that saw the offers spent 10% more on bets, were 50% less likely to opt out of betting, and perhaps most importantly, the effects of the inducements were strongest for those at risk of problem gambling.
And were any of your participants aware of the fact that, if you like, these inducements were making them go further than they might otherwise have in terms of gambling?
That's not something we can speak to with the evidence from our study, but I would say just from what we know in behavioural science about how these things act, that a lot of the time people aren't aware of the effects of these things. And yeah.
And who is, I mean, you said that this study was exclusively men, and men are particularly the target audience here. We're talking about online gambling mainly, are we? Because there's been a huge growth in that, hasn't there?
Certainly, yeah. There's been a huge growth in the last decade in online gambling. And in terms of, I guess, there's a lot more risk associated with online gambling because of the fact that you just can't get away from it. If you have a gambling problem, at least if it was a bookmaker's, they have to close at night, whereas you just have 24/7 yeah. access to your phone with online gambling, and it's more difficult to control it.
And you can click away. New regulations under the Gambling Regulation Act, they haven't been brought into effect yet, but they are due to come in soon. And inducements to gamble will be an offence, and no free bets. Free bets will also be banned. Those are the kinds of promotions you were looking at in your study, is that right?
Yes, so currently in the legislation, targeted inducements, so offers that are targeted at specific individuals or specific groups, are going to be prohibited under legislation. Now, the implications of our findings...
So that would mean the algorithm can't drive promotions in my direction, is that right?
To be honest, I'm not a legal expert, yeah,
but you know, the more you click on these things, yeah, the more you tend to get back.
It becomes this feedback certainly loop. That could come into it. Yeah, certainly. Yeah. But but the implications of our findings are that, you know, they show that these offers pose a real risk of financial harm, particularly to vulnerable people who are at risk of problem gambling. And there's certainly a case there for restrictions and regulation of inducements or offers to go beyond what's currently legislated.
Okay. It's fascinating stuff. Thank you for talking to us about it. That's Dr. Diarmaid O'Kelly, Research Officer with the Economic and Social Research Institute.